Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Lamed Test. We're holding two lines in the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. As you recall, the focus of yesterday's Mishnah was Shvuas HaDayonim, and specifically Moideh B'Miktzas. What's Moideh B'Miktzas? You have one person, Reuven, coming to Shimon. Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't owe you $100, I only owe you $50. So what's the din? He has to go and make a shvuah. He has to pay him the $50 that he agreed, and on the other 50, he has to go and make a shvuah. Where does it say this in the Torah? It says, "Ad sheyoymar ki hu zeh, ad olehim yavi dvar shneim, ashi yashin olehim yishalim shneim." So the pasuk says that after he says ki hu zeh, that he is moidim b'miktzas, then he has to come v'nikr balabayis olehim. He has to come to make a shvuah. So our Gemara is going to tell us now what the procedure was when such a shvuah was administered in the courtroom. And as we'll see, the Chachamim were very upset when people make shvuahs because of the terrible, terrible possibility of Chas Hashem, he's violating the inyan of Shvuas Hashem, where the Torah says, Kila Yanaka Hashem, Esa Shiisa Shmuel Hashav. So more we'll talk about that. It's Tanur Ban. Shvuas HaDayanim, when the Shvuah that the Dayanim would administer, specifically the Moideh Miktzas, Af hi b'lashoinen nemra. What means b'lashoinen nemra? Says Baram Rashi that both the Shvuah as well as the Dayanim's initial, shall I say, admonitions or warnings were said in whatever language that person understood. So if he was not a Hebrew speaker, but rather understood English or French, they would go and say this in English or French. And this is both with reference to what the Dayanim are about to say, as well as with respect to his own Shvuah, because we want to make sure that when he makes a Shvuah, he knows what he's saying. What's this Lashon of Af Hi B'Lashonin Nemra? Rashi points out that the Gemara will discuss this shortly. What's the Af Hi? Now you're going to see that the Brice is going to take up about half of the Amud. And after we finish the Braisa, the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions on every detail and every clause of the Braisa. So, Zok the Braisa. Afi b'lashoinen nemra, they would say it in whatever language was understood by the one that's being nishba, the one that's making the shvuah. And we would tell them the following. Have your day. You should be very, very concerned and very careful. Shekolo oilam kuloi nizazeya b'shoa she'omar kodesh baruch hu b'sinai. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu said among the Aseres Dibris, it's Dibra number 3, at that point the whole world shook. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, Vos Epis by Loisisa, didn't the whole world shake starting from Anoicha Hashem Alekecha until the end of the Aseres Dibris? The Gemara will deal with all of these questions shortly. Normally, there's Venaki Kodesh Baruch Hu will accept your tshuva, and he will be naka, he will clean the slate. The kanem lo yinaka, ki lo yinaka Hashem. B'chol aveira shebatoyra nifra mimenu. Normally, if a person does a chait, Kodesh Baruch Hu only punishes that individual. The kan, and here, mimenu mishpachtoy. Not only him, but even his family. Shenemer says in the pasuk, al titein es picha, Lachti es psarecha. Be careful, don't allow your mouth, lachti, to go and sin, which will affect not only you, but also your basar. What means in your basar? Vein psarei elekroivai. In this connection, when it says lachti es psarecha, means his mishpacha. Shenemar, umibsarecha loy tisalim. Ah, so when it says al tita in his picha, don't allow your mouth, lachti, to go and do a chait by enunciating by uttering a shvuah sheker, because that chas v'sholom will cause tzuris for not only for you but also as psaracha, meaning your mishpachim psaracha loy tisal. V'chol aveiris shebatoyra nifra mimenu. Once again, any other aveiris, we go and punish him. V'kan mimenu mikol lo oilam kulay. Here, chas v'sholom, a person makes a shvuah shav, a shvuah sheker, then what happens? Kodesh Baruch Hu unfortunately causes punishment for the whole world. Really, where does it say that? Shnemer, it says in the Pasuk. Pasuk in Hoshea, the full Pasuk is Oloi v'chachesh v'rotzoyach v'gonoiv v'nooiv parotzu v'domim v'domim nago. So on the surface, oloi v'chachesh, oloi means a loshen of shvua shvua, so olo, v'chachesh means that he's being makchish, he's giving a false shvua. What happens as a result of that? So the Gemara is going to bring in another two lines, another pasuk, which is back to back. For those of you that have the Torah Or HaSholem, in my Gemara, it's number 4, was the Oloi V'chachesh that we just brought, which is in Hoshea Dalet Beis, and Hoshea Dalet Gimel is number 6 of the Torah Or HaSholem. Al Kain, because of the bad Shavuos that a person made, a Shavuos Sheker, Al Kain, Te'ev Al Oretz, the whole world is going to be Bavelis, is going to be in mourning. V'umlal Kol Yosheba, everybody who resides on the world will become weakened. Not only people, v'chayes asoda uvoif hashemayim v'gam degi hayom ye'oseifu. Why? Because of that oloi v'chachesh, because of that terrible sin of people making false shvuas. It's back to the Gemara. Shenemar, how do I know the kan mimenu kol olam kolayt? Not only he, but the gam tzevelt from that pasuk that we just saw in Alkin Tevel Oret. Shenemar oloi v'chachesh. But you're going to say the ema da'obadu l'kulu. L'choira, the pasuk that we just read, doesn't only focus on the sin of false shvuas, it continues on, there's a whole laundry list. V'rotzoyach, chas v'sholom retzicha, v'gonev, ganovim, v'noyev, chas v'sholom niyov, adultery, aroyes, paratu, there was a pirtz and klayisov, v'dom v'dom nago, presumably that's referring again to retzicha. So once again, all of these terrible, terrible sins, l'choira, were the catalyst for the next pasuk, al-tein tevel ha'aretz. So why are you suggesting it's only because of this particular chait, the olay v'chachash? Did you forget about all the others? No. In fact, I have another pasuk, tichsiv. Where is this other pasuk? This pasuk is already in Yermia. Ki mipnei, not ki. Mipnei olay of l'ha'aretz. It's because of the olah, not olay. Allah, because of the Allah, because of the shvua that this person made, a false shvua, that's the reason why of the Aretz, that's why the reason is that the whole world is never in mourning and suffering. So therefore it's not because all the others in the pasuk, which are all grave sins, Ritzich and Geneva and Niyof Feshtetzach, but the one that caused the real Tevel Aretz and the whole world Nebuch is suffering is because of the Oloi V'chachish. Uksiv, and now the pasuk that we just read out before, because of this terrible issur of reciting a bad shvur, a shvur sheker, okay, in tevel aretz, omal kol yoshubov, period. Right, v'chol aveir shebetoinim yesh lo ischus toinim loy shnayim ushloisha doiris. For any other aveira, even though it was a terrible aveira, however, if he has schusim that will toinim loy, that will let him suspend the terrible punishment for 2 or 3 generations. However, Vakan, when you're talking about this terrible shvua, this terrible sin of uttering a false shvua, nifrom mimenu li'alter, chas v'shom, we punish him on the spot, immediately. Shenema, hoitzisia ni'um Hashem tzvokois, uvo el beis hagana v'el beis hanishba b'shmi l'shoker, v'lona b'toich beisai v'chilatu, v'yes eitzav, v'yes avonav, period. So what does this pasuk say? Now, the Gemara doesn't bring the previous pasuk. This pasuk is a pasuk in Zechariah. But in the previous pasuk, it talks about Allah, but not in the form of a shvua, but in the form of a curse. And therefore, this pasuk is saying, Haitzisia, Hashem Yisborach says, I'm going to pull out the curse, Ne'om Hashem Tzvokois, and what am I going to do with that curse? Uvo'o el Beis Haganav, and it's going to be inserted into the Beis Haganav. Poshep Shep Beis Haganav means Haganav. But we'll see in a moment that that's not how the Gemara interprets it. And that all of that curse is going to go to the Bayis HaNishba B'Shmi L'Shoker. That's our case. Someone who makes a false Shvua. V'lona B'Tech Beis, it's going to reside there in that person's home. V'chilato, it is going to destroy the home. This curse will destroy the home. V'yas Eitzav, V'yas Avonav. Not only the innards of the home, but even the physicality, the physical structure. The Eitzim, the wood, the Avonim, the bricks, the stones, which were used to build the home. Period. Zokti Gemara, now the Braisa is interpreting the Pasuk. Not after two or three days. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take this Ola, this curse, and he's going to take it out immediately. Uval Beis HaGanav, he's going to go and place it in the Beis HaGanav. Who's the Ganav? Zehagoynev Das HaBriyos. We're not talking about a standard Ganav, which of course is bad enough, but here we're talking about someone that is acting with terrible deception. What is that deception? Goynev Das HaBriyos. She'ein Lein Momen Eitz HaBriyos. The other person doesn't owe him a nickel. Zero. Gunish. But nevertheless, the Toyano, he brings him into Bezin, Umashbiyai, and he causes him to make a Shvua. You may recall that Mr. Friedlander asked that the other day, that because of the fact that you can be Mashbiyah someone, Minatoira, on at least on the Moedim Mikzas, and with the Shvuas Heses Drabon, even a Koifer Bakoil. So what does a poor defendant do when a plaintiff comes in? Not poor necessarily that he's a poor in terms of monetary, but poor that unfortunately he is the unwilling victim of somebody who is vicious and who is deceptive. He goes and brings him into court. He's toying and he says, you owe me $100 or $1,000, $1,000,000. No, I don't owe you anything. Or, I don't owe you, I only owe you $50. So now he has to go and make a shvua. And what happens if he does not want to make a shvua? Then he's going to have to go and pay whatever ridiculous amount that the toyin is being toyin him. So this is considered to be a very terrible thing, this Beis HaGanav. And the pasuk continues on, V'al bayis hanishba b'shmi l'shaker, the person that taka makes a false oath, kimashmoy, poshep shat, v'lona b'toch b'gizoy, and this curse will reside in this person's home, v'chilatu, and it's going to destroy him, v'yas eitzah v'yas avonav, and the whole structure, halamadata, what do I see from this? Dvorim she'ein eish umayin mechalan oisan, shvua sheker mechalo oisan. Normally, if you were talking about the avonim of a home, even if you have a fire, and even if there's a flood, usually the bricks are retained. Well, they may suffer some damage, but normally they don't get destroyed. However, this terrible chait of a shvua sheker is such that causes that even the physicality, the physical stones will be destroyed. V'chilatu, destruction, eitzim avonim. V'lamadat dvorim she'en ishamayim mechal oisan, shvua sheker mechal oisan. Im Omar, what happens now after this lengthy warning and admonition of the Beis Din? The person says, Im Omar, eini nishba, I'm not going to make a shvua, and therefore, since I'm required to go and make a shvua, and I'm not able to make the shvua, I won't make the shvua, he has to go and pay. Then, there's nothing more to talk about, no more shvua, he has to go and pay because he's not willing to make a shvua. However, this might look to us as being a sign of weakness. The Gemara looks to this as a sign of strength. Because the Gemara says, V'im Omar Reini Nishba, I am going to make a Shvua. The people that are standing next to each other look at one another and they start saying, Suru Nami Al Olehu Anoshim Arishoim Eila. It sounds like a very, very strong Lashon. But remember, the Gemara is telling us, based on this warning of Kilo Yinaka Hashem Esa She'isa Shmoyla Shav, this person, the best thing would be is to say, okay, I'm not going to even get close to a shvua. The fact that he's willing to take a shvua, the Gemara considers to be a weakness in his character, if you will. It's a little bit difficult to understand because, after all, he may be telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But nevertheless, what the Gemara says, the Gemara is also going to ask, why does it say on Hashem, harishoyim ha'ela, which is plural? If it's anyone, it's only that person, not the other litigant. The Gemara will discuss this as well shortly. And we would mashbiya oimrim loy. We have this Gemara already before. Oimrim loy. We tell him, "Have you dash loy al daatcha na mashbiya oischa?" We are not going to be mashbiya on you. What you have in your mind, el al das amokim yal das bezdin. But rather, what we have in our minds. In other words, don't try to go and play tricks on us. Mar gave the example before that he owes money and he went and called small pieces of cut up wood, as these are the zuzim, these are the monies that I use. In other words, like monopoly money. And then the more later is going to bring your famous case of Kanya Durov, and we're going to talk about that as well. Anyway, so therefore, not on what you're thinking about, or what Das Amakam, Das Bezin, Shekim Atzinu B'Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishish B'yas Yisrael, Omelhen De'u, Shaloi Al Da'atchem Ani Mashbi Eschem. I'm not being Mashbi you, I'm based on what you're thinking in your minds, Al Das Amakam V'Al Da'ati, but rather what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his mind and what I have in my mind, Shenemar, V'lei itchem levadchem, anoich kreises, rissazois, etc., etc. So V'lei itchem, it's not what you have in your mind when you're making this bris together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chai Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Now we get off just for a small moment on a tangent. This is really unrelated to the Mashbiyah, to the Shvua. Since it says in the Pasuk, Yes Asher, Yesh Nepoi, Vasher, Inenu Poi, continues the Gemara, Ainli El Oysen O'im Dero Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is making a bris with Klai Yisrael, and he says, not only Es Asher, Yesh Nepoi, Imon HaYoyim, but rather future generations at all, as well. So the Gemara explains that, Elo loy nachmul leitchem levadchem kiyas hashesh nepoi ainli elo oisano inu dal har sinai. I might have thought that this bris that Moshe Bein and Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu are making, this is all for those that were present at that time in Har Sinai. There is a boy in the Gerim Asum, this guy, how do I know that we are referring not only to that generation but future generation, as well as converts that join Klai Yisrael? Tamaloymer ve'es asher einenu, even those that are not imanu yeshnu poi hayoy. Vainly ala mitzvah shekibar alei mahar sinai. Mitzvah asiris leschadish kagoyim mikra megillah minai. How do we know that this bris extends not only to the mitzvahs that were given at that time, but even future mitzvahs that the chachamim are going to go and legislate, such as mikra megillah? Tam aloyimar, kimu v'kiblu hayehudim. What is the kimu v'kiblu? Kaimu masha kiblu kvar. In the times of Mordechai and Esther, they were Mekayim, they fulfilled what they were Mekabel previously. What were they Mekabel previously? At the time of Har Sinai, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael, for all generations, for all Torah at that time, and future Torah in the future. Okay, with this we have now finally concluded this fairly lengthy Brisa, and now the Gemara is going to examine every word of the Brisa. We start off the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Shvuas Yonim, Af Hi B'Lashon Nemra. Frank Timur, what's the My Af Hi B'Lashon Nemra? Not only something else, but also this B'Lashon, meaning in your own native language that you understand. Kidinan, because we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Soita, Eilu Nemar B'Chaloshin, the following mitzvahs or diburim that have to be enunciated can be said in any language. Why does this come in Masechta Saita? Because the first one is Parsha Saita. The Koyin is Mashbiya Se'isha B'Shvua Sa'ala. We want to make sure that she understands exactly what's going on. Otherwise she'll say, I didn't know that the Koyin's talking in this Hebrew. I don't know any Hebrew. I only know Hungarian. What do I know what he was saying? I thought he was saying a tefillah. And I was saying, yeah, amen, yosh. As a good Shema Yisrael. Amen, yeah, yeah. Amen, amen. She didn't know. So therefore, Parsha Saita is said in the language that she should understand. And the Vidui Meiser, which is done every 3 years, where you have to say Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, Vidui Meiser is referring to when a person has, he's for instance a farmer, and he has collected over the years an amount of Truma and Meiseris, if there happen to be local Kehanim and local Levium to hand it out to, Namatzev Manor. What happens if he lives in a region with a very few Kehanim, a very few Levium, she can just hold it in storage until the next Kohen and next Levi comes by. Maybe he doesn't like the particular Kehanim or Levium who are his neighbors. He's going to wait for someone else. Anyway, after 3 years, you have to finally be Arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. You can't hold on to these things forever. Of course, if you don't have refrigeration and freezer space, these things presumably are not going to last very long anyway. But nevertheless, every 3 years you have to make sure to be Mechalim and Abayis, and you have to say this Be'arit HaKodesh Min Abayis, etc., etc. So this can be said in English, and same thing as Kriya Shema, and Tefillah, and Birchas HaMozein, and Shavuos HaEdus, and Shavuos HaBikon. All of these can be recited in your native language. If you're wondering what's the Makar, says Rashi, look it up in Masechta Soita, where the Gemara brings Psukim for each and every one, that it doesn't have to be said in Lashon Kodesh, it can be said in other languages. Oh, so now this price says, not only all of the foregoing, but afhi become an amishwas adiyanim, afhi b'lishoyin them. So now we understand that first line. Omamat, we continue the price. Oimram loy, have yadesha koloilam kuloi nizdazea, b'shosha emar kodesh baruch hu lisisa shem lekech ala shav. Frey Timura, my time. Why was this ziazua that the whole world was shaking and trembling? if you're going to go and tell me, because it was given to Har Sinai. No, Esar is a Dibris. Esar Dibris Nami Yisya. Vosep is only by the Lisisa. But Yanoichi Vashem Lekecha and Lo Yielucha Lehimacherim, all those other mitzvahs, Shabbos and Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, etc., wasn't the whole world also shaking as a result? If you're telling me it was shaking because of Lisisa, it's part of the Esar's Dibris. What about the other nine? Ve'le Mishom Nechamira. The reason is because it's so chomor. Freitimon Michamira, is it really so chomor? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Eluhain, this is a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma, and it's talking about what Tshuva can do and what Yom Kippur can do. State dot in the Mishnah, Eluhain Kalois, Esav Lois Ese, Chutz Melois Sisa. Yom Kippur is Mechapeth.
Sorry.
For Kalois. Yom Kippur is Mechapeth for Kalois and for Chamurois. Is the air conditioner too strong? Maybe we should turn to. So the Kalois and Chamurois. The Yom Kippur is Mechaper with Tshuva. So now the Mishnah says, what's the definition of Kalois? Eses v'lois eses, your normal regular say, and your regular lois eses. Chutz v'lois sisa. What does it mean, chutz v'lois sisa? Because lois sisa does not involve Koris or Mises Bezdin, and therefore it's quote-unquote a standard asay v'lois esay. But chutz v'lois sisa, that's an exception, that's not Kalois. What are Chamurois? Zukrisis or Mises Bezdin. All of those chiyuvim, all of those averis that chas v'shom, the person commits them or omits in two cases, this kares or the mises bezin, and v'loisisa iman. Oh, and loisisa is among them. Okay, so loisisa is together with the kares and mises bezin. Obviously, it shows that it's chomer. But freitimor umichamay, is it that chomer? We don't say that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the other mitzvahs for which there is kares or mises bezin, that the world was mizdazeya. So Ibazoi, why do we say over here dafke by lisisa shem lekech leshav that kolo ilam kulo mizdazeya? Ela kiritoni taima. It's in fact for the next reason given in the same brisa. Chalaveiru shebetoyin nim ben benake vekanemar lo yinake. In other words, going back to the brisa at the very top of the Amud, where it says, Kol ha'olam kulin zazeya, top line, b'shoah she'omer kodesh baruch hu b'sinu v'yisit shem kecha l'ashav, and v'chol ha'vei she'beter nim em v'nakei. What the Gemara is saying is, this is not an additional point, but this is really the follow-up. You're asking, why was kol ha'olam kulin zazeya? When the kodesh baruch hu said v'yisisa, I'll tell you why. Because throughout the Torah, there's v'nakei, you do tshuva, kodesh baruch hu wipes the slate clean. V'kan nebe, but here it says, kol ha'yinakei Hashem. Oh, that's when Klal Yisrael heard, and when the world heard, Lo Yinak Hashem, Yidatzach Tzitreisot. Everybody started shaking when you hear Lo Yinak. Ay, ay, ay. Can't name Lo Yinak. Frank Timur, is that really true? V'chol Avei Shabbatera, Lo Yinem Ben Lo Yinak. V'chziv Enake Lo Yinak. Don't we have this every time we say the Shloish Esrei Midois? Lo Yitzachesel Halofen, Lo Yisrei Ovin, V'feshe V'chato, V'nake Lo Yinak. So it sounds like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be Menake if you do not only this Aveira of Loisisa, but any other Aveira Chas V'Shom, you don't do Tshuva. Nake Lo Yinake, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to wipe the slate clean. Oy, oy, oy. And for the Gemara, no, no, no. You have to understand that Pasuk in context, the way Reb Elazar explains it. Hahumi boyele lirk Reb Elazar. Sani, what did Reb Elazar say? Reb Elazar, oymer. These words, v'nake le'yanake, on the surface seem to be contradictory. Here it says, v'nake Hashem will be menake. And here it says, lo'yanake. Dr. Beloza, e'ef shalem v'nake, shefarnem lo'yanake. E'ef shalem lo'yanake, shefarnem v'nake. So make up your mind. Okay, tzad. Menake ho, l'shov. Those that do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will be menake. Wipe the slate clean. That's one of the inyonim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tremendous chanun v'rachum. In which respect, not only Chana V'Racham for Aniyim, for the people that have Tzoras in their lives, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to go and take your tshuva and to wipe the slate clean totally. It's as if nothing happened. Really, I did X, Y, and Z. You do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, forget about it. It's history. We no longer even think about it. Ah, so Menakeh Hu L'Shav. Ve'ne Menakeh Le'en Shav. That's the Nakeh Lo Yinakeh. However, in our case, even if a person does tshuva, says Rashi, he still doesn't get free beloy piroin, without having to be punished in some way. He might get yisurin. He might chas v'sholem not see nachas. He may have problems with parnasa. In other words, tshuva does not do it totally for purposes of the Shvur Sheker. There are other ramifications besides that. That's the Loyanaka, and that's why it is so overbearing and so much more chomer than any other avail. And the Brisa continues, like we said before. Nifroi mimenu, only he is punished. V'kan mimenu mishpachtoi. Like the Gemara said, because it says, al tachtis psorecha, lachtis psorecha, psorecha loy tesalem, even on the family. V'kan mimenu mishpachtoi loy. V'ksiv, don't we have another pasuk? V'samti ani espanei v'ishahu uve mishpachtoi. Chas v'shalom, a person sins. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, not only will I punish him, but also the mishpacha. V'tan yom Reb Shimon. Just because you have one bad apple, why are you going and throwing out the baby with the bathwater or the whole barrel with that one bad apple? The rest of the family may be great. Says Reb Shimon, don't think so. If one of the family members is a tax collector, and of course if that you work for the IRS is one thing, but the moiches in the good old days was that the government used to go and appoint a local individual and said, you're going to collect all the taxes, and we don't care how you split it up, you have to go and produce at the end of the year $10,000, $50,000, whatever it was. And therefore, this moiches now had free rein as to who he taxed and who he didn't tax, as well as he often took much more than what the government required to go and line his own pocket. So the moichsim were quote-unquote scoundrels, bad guys. Says Reb Shimon, if you have one oppressive scoundrel like that, the rest of the family unfortunately have the same DNA, as we'll see in a moment. If you find a mishpacha that has in it hold up knickers, you have the gangsters. Why? Not necessarily because they themselves are moichsim or listim. However, they're going to go and try to do whatever cover-up they can. So if the police, or the district attorney, or the prosecutor, or someone was going to try to prosecute them, they're going to go and try to hide them from the police, and or try to give them some sort of cover-up or defense.
Cahoots.
They're in cahoots. Very good. That's so very well.
Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, wasn't he a moches, and that's why he couldn't be buried originally in the mara of his father? I mean, it's interesting, Rav Shimon saying this, mm-hmm. his own son was condemned mm-hmm. for eventually becoming a moches.
Mm-hmm. Food for thought. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we see from this that it's not only the Aveira of Shvur Sheker, but Kol Aveira B'Torah. It's not only we punish him, but also his Mishpacha. And for the Gemara, Hasim B'Dina Achrina, Hocha B'Dina Didei. What the Gemara is saying is, it's true what Reb Shimon just said, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will go and punish not only him but his own mishpacha because they're all moichsim or all listim because they're machapen olav. However, there is a difference between the punishment that he is going to get and they are going to get. Masha enkein in the case of leisis Hashem lekech lashav, if he chas v'sholem has violated this terrible aveira, then not only will he get whatever punishment, but also the rest of the family will suffer the same punishment. In the case of other aveiros, the moiches and the listim, they're going to get a lighter form of punishment. In the case of Shvur Sheker, they get the same punishment as he does. Like it says in the Brisa, Rabbi Yoimer, Vichrati Oisoi. Ma Tamalay. Why does it say Vichrati Oisoi? Him. Ma Tamalay. The fish name of Samte Anias Panai. But Ishahu Uva Mishpachtoi. I would think the Echrati, I say, if he gets Kares, maybe the whole Mishpacha gets Kares, because he says the Samte and his Panai, not only Bishahu, but Mishpachtoi. Maybe they get the same thing. No, Tamalayman. He gets the worst in this connection. He gets the Kares, but the rest of the family get a lighter form of punishment. The Gemara doesn't spell out what the lighter form of punishment is, but it's not Kedine, it's something less. We're continuing on in the Brisa of Vayta. The ganze Welt never suffers because of him. And we have over here in the parentheses the Gemara that we had at the top, that because of the Oloi v'chacheish, after that it says in the Pasik, Al kein teva la'aretz, the whole world will mourn and Nebuch will languish and will suffer because of that Oloi v'chachesh, the person who made a false Shavuot. V'chol aveisha, skipping the continuing after the parentheses, v'chol aveisha b'toyra mikol ha'oylam, v'chol aveisha b'toyra mikol ha'oylam loy, this is the only case where the whole world is affected and other veirs, they're not affected. V'chol doesn't say in the pasuk, v'choshlu ish bi'achiv. What is ish bi'achiv? What's the v'choshlu? So Barry, before the shir, reminded me that our dear Rabbi Cohen, Zechron Levracha, when people would say a raven ze loze, he would say a raven ze boze. In fact, that's what it says here in the Gemara. Rashi brings this in Yichoshu Ish Be'achim, and many of the newer svarim, it says a raven ze boze, and then there's a parenthesis svarim acherim or another girsa a raven ze loze. So anyway, whichever way you do it is fine. But the point of all of this is that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, does an Aveira, we're all responsible. All of us. Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh B'Zeh. So Ibazoi, if we're all responsible, then if anybody does any Aveira in the Torah, no matter how minor or how major, doesn't that affect Kol Oilam? So why are we saying only by Lisis Hashem Lekech Alash? Everything more hasim sheyesh b'yanam limchayz v'loy micho. There, the reason why we say v'chashu ish b'achav, that people throughout the world are punished for their fellow brothers, that's only if they have the ability to be moicha, a person who has the power, who has the influence, that he can get up and say, Rabbi, so what we're doing is wrong. Huh? If he has the ability to be moicha v'loy micho, that's v'chashu b'achav. That's where you have the arevis. Exactly.
The whole Kamsa Bar Kamsa story was because Bar Kamsa said the rabbis were there and they didn't say anything.
Okay. Very good. Zokti Mara, so my ikka ben Rishom de Mishpachtoi. So, bottom line is, yes, it's taka true. The whole world is responsible for everybody's averis, choshl ish biyachiv. However, not every Jew is responsible, only those Jews that have the ability to go and stop, or at least influence, that person or those persons that are Chas V'Shalom is sinning. While in our case of the Yisish Hashem Kech Lashav, anybody and everybody in the Gantz Velt, remember the Pasuk said, even the Chayis HaSodeh, even the Degei Hayom, are all negatively affected or punished because of this person that made a Shavua Sheker. Zok Timura, now that we've said that the people in the Mishpacha are also punished, not only in the case of Shvua, but also in the case of all other Averos. So says Yimara, my ikka ben Rishoim de Mishpachta le Rishoim de Alma, ben Tzadikim de Mishpachta le Tzadikim de Alma. What's the difference between Rishoim de Mishpachtoi? Rishoim de Mishpachta means those that either are the co-conspirators or in, what did Ariel say before, in cohorts.
Cahoots,
Shkoyach. Those that are in cahoots, either with the Moiches or with the Listim. Or in our Gemara, now that we're talking about the Choshl Ishba Ochir, those people that have the power to go and influence others and don't do it. So what's the difference between Rishon the Mishpach, the Rishon the Alma, Ben Tzadikim the Mishpach, the Tzadikim the Alma? What is the Chilik? Says, well, I'll tell you. Hu Bishar Aveiro is B'dinei. Before we get to Loisisa, other Aveiros, he gets Dinei, he gets his, whatever the Din that the Torah provides for him. Or Rishon the Mishpach, B'din Chomor, but not as Chomer as Dinei. But now what's Rishom de Mishpacha? The Kahoots people. Those people that are unfortunately are the Mechapen Olav, that they're doing a cover-up and they're defending and they're helping out this terrible person that did a terrible affair. Rishom de Mishpacha, but Din Chomer. Not as bad as Dinei, but Din Chomer. Rishom de Alma, Din Akal. Who's Rishom de Alma? Those people that could've, would've, should've been Moicha, and so therefore they weren't Moicha. They're over on their arvus, their din to be arev zelazeh, so they get a din kal. They'll also be punished, but certainly not on that same level. So therefore we have three levels, dinei, whatever the Torah specifies for that individual, and the rishom de mishpacha, din chomer, but not as bad as dinei, rishom de alma, but din akal, a much lighter form of punishment. Again, the Gemara doesn't spell it out. Tzadikim de hacha v'hacha, petiri. The tzadikim on both from the mishpacha, and from outside the mishpacha, tzadikim de alma, they're potter. Who the tzadiki de hacha and the tzadiki of the alma? Those are people that either have no influence and therefore there is no taina on them, why weren't they moicha? Or, in fact, they were moicha, but unfortunately it didn't have any positive effects. It didn't, no ramifications. They were moicha, and they said, and people ignored them. Oh, and then they're part. That's why Shara Beiskai Mishvua, who Rishoim the Mishvacha Kintine, like we said in the Amid Aleph, that the Mishvacha has the same din, whatever punishment is going to be wrought on the person who made the false Shvua. The Mishvacha, unfortunately, is going to have that same punishment. Urishoim the Alma, those people who were not Moicha, that could have, should have, but didn't, but Din Chomer, they're going to get a Din Chomer. Tzadikim Da'acha V'Hacha, even the Tzadikim that were Moicha and tried their best, they'll still get punished within Akal because of the terrible gravity of the Saveira of Kilo Yinak Hashem. Continuing on the same Braisa, Im Omar Eini Nishba Poitu Nois Miyad, if he says that I'm not going to make a Shvua, okay, he's going to have to pay and that'll be the end. Im Omar Eini Nishba Oimdim Shem Oimim Zelazeh Suru Nomi Al Olesh Olei O Anashim Horishoim O Eile. So Gemara Bishlim Ahud Kamishtaba Koi Bisura. I can understand, it's really not the Yisura, you'll see the Bach changes it, Koi B'suru no. In other words, the Pasuk said, stay away, just like by the Adas Koirach, that's where the Pasuk is taken from, as you know, suru no, stay away. So the person is Mishtaba, he doesn't, he takes somewhat lightly all of the warnings and admonitions that we just went through for the last 35 minutes, you don't know, the whole world is Mistazeya, and he says, okay, I'm going to make a Shvua anyway. So I can understand why one would say about him, Chas V'Shalom, that he's a Rasha. Remember in the Sechus in the Dorim, the Gemara says over there also, if a person says, I make a Neder, Kenidri Horishoyim, then it is effective. Why, says the Gemara? Because only the Rishoyim are not careful about their Nidorim, and that's why they got that name, Nidri Rishoyim. So here too, it's a very strong term, obviously, because maybe this person is totally a victim of malice and false claims and deception and all that. But nevertheless, the taking a making a shvur is the zeh kol olam kulay. So this is not a light thing. This person is doing it. So maybe I can understand. Ahud kamishtaba koi besuru suru. Stay away. El ahud kamishaba le the one that's mashbia him the tovea. Am I? What did he do wrong? The choyra, he's the innocent party. Why are we saying Hanashim Harishoyim Mo'ela, which sounds like both the Treveya and the Nitva? Every time I'll tell you, the Kiddusayim. The Kiddusayim says the rise of Shimon Betarf and Oymer, Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, Olamit Shechol Shvua Al Shneim. There's a Shvua between both of them. What do you mean between both of them? Only one makes a Shvua. What is this Chol Shvua Al Shneim? So Rashi in the very top of the Yom, the top line says, Shneim Ne'en Noshim Ba, even the Treveya gets punished, Shloi Diktek Limsar Mamoinai Biyad Ne'eman. And that unfortunately brought Bolidei Chil Hashem. In other words, what is he saying? That anybody that has any sense in his mind, he should realize that when you're taking, either giving a loan, and or you're going to go and give a pikodin to someone, give it to someone who is not a vicious, hostile, malicious individual. And therefore, if you're going to give it to a bad guy, you didn't go and check out whether he's a person of integrity and honesty, one could see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know what's going to happen in a year from now or 2 years from now. We're going to have to go to Bezdin, and he's going to make false shvuas. And therefore, I was the catalyst to a certain extent if I was not careful about making sure that the other person in the transaction is a person of honesty and integrity. So therefore, says Gemara, that's why both of them are Nichlal in this term Rishoyim, because he also a grumma for sure, not he didn't do it directly, but he was going into this terrible Chil Hashem that person made a full Shua.
So it's better not to lend money to anybody?
No, not to anybody. Go and lend to a person of integrity and honesty. If you're wondering who is the tzaddik and that, Brother Shai has a full list at home of all those people that are honest and integrity. He invites all of them to go and join us for Dominion from time to time. And so those are the people that are reliable that you can talk to and do business with. Exactly. It's happened to me a couple of times. Yes.
When the Lashon Potron or so is he pays and he's putter. I mean, it's interesting.
But it also means we send him away. He doesn't have to stick around for any other reason. And the Gemara continues on. Zok Gemara weiter. Yes, was
the person who the
Tovea
asked him to give
a Tovea who's Mashbiya, the Nitva.
The Nitva.
Correct.
The Nitva.
makes a shvua, but he's not sheker.
I agree with you. The lashon of the Gemara is a shvera lashon. To go and say a person who makes a truthful shvua, that we refer to him as Rishoyim, but the Gemara is telling us that this inyan of shvua is so chomor that even if you have to be totally in the innocent, you should stay away from making a shvua, even though it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Kilo yinak Hashem, the world will mizdazeah. Stay away. If a person is willing to make a shvua, apparently his money is more important to him than this potential ziyazua and the shvua, and therefore that's why he's considered to be a Rasha.
What about the sota? So if it's so chomer, she should say, "I don't want to take the shvua. I'll admit." And
guess what?
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
what happened. And then we don't take the klaf. We don't put it into the water. We're not moichik shem Hashem. She doesn't drink the mayim amarim.
And she loses her ksuva.
She loses her ksuva. The husband gives her a get, and that's the end of the story. And we move on.
He has to give her a get.
He has to give her a get, and she has to, and then she loses her ksuba.
Well, he can't be with her. He can't be with her.
Exactly.
No, it could be like now, nowadays, that they extort them.
Usually extortion is against the woman, not against the man. But anyway, make sure we get to Soita. We'll go into that in greater detail. But the point of our Gemara is being very careful when you make a shvua and try to stay away from it as much as possible. If you remember, we had the Rashi and the Amid Beis yesterday. In the Dorus Rishonim, they took this very, very seriously. In later generations, unfortunately, people poo-pooed making shvuas, and as a result, they are no longer mashbia in Bezin, says Rashi. We only put an oror on a person if he chas v'shalom swears falsely. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. Why do we have to say that? Isn't that self-understood? We talked about this Kanya Derav already about a week ago, and you remember how Barry became very animated. The Gemara elsewhere talks about this Kanya Derav in Mesechus Nedorim on Daf Chofhei, and it says over there what happened was we had such a litigation between the Toveya and the Nitva, and now the Nitva was put on the witness stand, so to speak, that he has to make now a Shvua, and he took the Sefer Torah in hand. And to get to Bezin, he was walking with a walking cane. I don't know if he really needed it or he didn't need it. But Lamaisa, he took the Sefer Torah. He says, "Who's going to hold it? Can you please hold the cane?" He gave this to the plaintiff. "Do me a favor, hold on to my wooden cane for the next 5 minutes as I'm holding the Sefer Torah." And he gladly did so. And guess what happened? He made a shvua.
Chazarti, I returned it.
I'm not focusing on that. He made a shvua that I gave him back the money, said the nitva on the witness stand when he is swearing. He said, "I make a shvua that I gave back the money to the Tevea." The plaintiff knew that this was not true. And he said, "What? Such a brazen lie in front of me, in front of Bezin." He got so upset, he took the cane and he threw it down to the ground. And guess what happens when he threw it down to the ground?
Money came out.
A bunch of coins started coming out, and all the coins added up to the amount that he was being tevea. So therefore the nitva, when he made a shvua, he was, in his mind, making a truthful shvua. He said, "I gave him back the money!" And it's true, he gave him back the money hidden in that cane. After that, we found out that this person was not an honest individual, because after that, he was going to take his cane back, and just for that one moment, he gave him the money. So that's the Kanya Derav that we're saying. We're not going to look into what your mind is. Your mind is, "I gave him the money, it's inside the cane." We can look in the mind of the Beis Din and the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and that is what you're saying is deception, and don't do shvuas based on deception, but based on truth.
We've had the principle of other b'shvua, though.
Yes.
So it has to be not just not only his understanding, but the Bezin's understanding. So it's all, everything has to be on the same level, basically. Then,
yes, exactly. The Onus Bishwur, that is referring to other Bishwur that might is Onus. Remember, the Gemara gave an example of two Talmidim of Rav.
Rav Kahana and Rav Asi.
Correct. Where each one of them was willing to swear, "This is what the Rebbe said in Bashir," and the other one said, "I swear it was just the opposite." And then Rav came and said, like one of the two. And the other one said, "Oh, yeah, does that mean I made a shvua sheker?" No, you were honest. Libcha anoscha. Your lev caused you to go and make such a shvua, and therefore you're off the hook, you're patur.
If Shvuah is such a chummer, why are they doing this type of activity?
They were in the
throes of
spiritual
Talmudic dispute.
Exactly. If you've ever been to a modern day yeshiva, sometimes you go into yeshiva and you hear they're screaming at each other. Nein, that's wrong pshat. The briskerov, the rebbe, and they scream at each other. And then sometimes it gets to the point. Never had it today. But apparently, the times of Rav, they got to the point where they were so heated in their discussion that he said, I heard that exact with my ears. Don't tell me any stories. I make a shvuah. And the other ones, if I cared, you're right. They should be very careful because of this Gemara.
Sometimes the Gemara will quote a Tana or Mora, basically say, Ha'avoda. Mm-hmm. They say, Lashin Shvuah.
Right.
Isn't mm-hmm. that a little bit incorrect to use, like, I mean, when they're saying,
I mean they shouldn't be making shvuah.
Exactly.
Maybe that's very good. So you're answering your own question. Maybe that's the reason why they didn't use the word shvuah. They use the word avoida, so they shouldn't fit within the category of those which are nishba kilo yinak Hashem. Avoid, in other words, it's similar. They didn't say Hashem's name, and not even a kinoi, but they are swearing. They are, I'm saying very, very strongly. Avoid it. Okay, so you want to write a tiny shtei kesef. Now, to understand this next shtickle, we should just look at the Mishnah for a moment, the Mishnah of yesterday. The Mishnah began, Shvuah Sadiyanim, Hatayna Shtei Kesef, V'haydoa B'Shava Pruta. Now, the normal way people would typically learn this Mishnah is, Hatayna means that the Toein, that's the plaintiff, the Toivea says, you owe me Shtei Kesef, and what the Mishnah is telling us, that's the minimum of the, it's like small claims court, there has to be a minimum amount to have jurisdiction for the bezin to go and administer a shvua, because the person is a moedim makes this. The original taina of the plaintiff has to be at least two kesef. Rashi said that's two moros.
How many prutas make up two shnei kesef?
It's a terabadina.
Okay, so we have to do a little bit of arithmetic.
Dovev ches.
That's very good. So what's dovev ches? Dovev ches is that in every shekel you have a dalet, you have four dinrim. And every dinner you have six more. Every more has in it bays two punjoinim. Every punjin has in it bays two isrim. And every isr has in it eight toivav ches, eight prutais.
Okay, so
we have to work backwards now. So if you have, for instance, if you want to do the entire arithmetic, if we were starting off with a shekel, then you'd have 4 times 6 is 24, times 2 is 48, times 2 is 96. 96 times 8 is 700 and something or other. How much is 796? That would be 768. The 768 prutois in one
shekel.
In one shekel. But we're not talking about a shekel over here. We're talking about a ma'ah.
768 times 2.
Sorry, once again?
768.
No, we're going to now divide. We're going to divide. Because a ma'ah is much smaller. Sorry, no.
You're saying
a shekel is four dinner.
Shtei kesef is a third of a dinner.
It's not.
Shtei kesef is a third of a dinner. That's correct. So, how much does that add up to? Okay, so let's make the following. So, since every shekel has four.
Divided by 12. 768.
No, not by 12. No. 4. A mo'o is 1/24th. Right? One mo'o is 1/24th. 4. So, now 2 is 1/12. Very good. 1/12. So it's 12 into 768. How much does that come out? So roughly 80 or so.
665.
No, we're dividing. 768 by 12.
Into 720 is
roughly 80. Roughly 80. So it's roughly 80 times as much. 75 times as much. 80 times as much. Okay. Let's work the other way around. You have 8 prutas in an iser. You have now 16 in a punja, right? Because you have 2 times that is 16. And then you have in every mo, you have 4 times. 4 times 16, 64. And now you're talking about 2, it would be 1/32nd. So either 1/32nd, something like that. 1/28? Who's that 1/28? If you might need the specifics after the share, we'll go and do the calculator.
You're not an engineer, you don't need exactly.
So let's continue on.
You are.
Anyway, so the parship shot in the Mishnah is a taina ishtei kesev. Vaido is Bishav Pruta. So you're a math whiz, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's what it is, yeah.
Okay. So since
I made a lot of money on it.
I'm sure you did. In one mo'a, every mo'a has in it two punjainim, every punjin has in it two isr. So they have now in every single ma'a, that's you have four. Now four iser. Four iser right. Times the eight prutois is 32. That's in one ma'a. Since we have two ma'a, it's 64. Two times 32, 64. So we said, so therefore, the taina over here is 64 prutois, and haido is one prutois.
And it can't good. Be more.
64 times
one. And it can't be more.
It can't more. Be more. It can't be more. 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 Oh, very good. Great. It could be more because we have two more.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
Hatayinish
Tekesef. So the Parship Shat is that the Toiveya in his legal brief or in his argument or in his subpoena, whatever it is, he writes in it, you owe me Shtei Kesef. Hatayinish Tekesef. And the person has to be Moida at least a Shava Pruta. That's the minimum for purposes of jurisdiction of the court to be able to administer the Moida Mimitzis, to administer the Shva. That's the poshit pshat. However, we'll see in the Gemara that not everything in the life is so poshit. And Rav is going to understand the Mishnah differently. Rav understands that the taina of the original Toiveya has to be a minimum of shtei kesef plus a shove pruta. Not like we're learning until now, that we have two people here. The taina is the toein shtei kesef. The Haidah, that's the Nitpa, that's the defendant, Shavaput. No, no. The way Rav is going to learn Pshat is that the Toyin is not mentioned in our Mishnah. He is asking for two Kesef plus a Shavaput as a minimum. And now the defendant, when he is now making his Moedim and Mitzas, he's saying, Tain Shtei Kesef, I deny the two Kesef, that I do not owe you a penny of the Shtei Kesef. I am moided to you in the Shova Pruta that I do owe you a Pruta. That's how Rav is going to learn the Mishnah. So the Toein, the Toiveya, the plaintiff is not mentioned. What is his Taina? Shtei Kesef plus a Shova Pruta. And now the Nitba, the defendant, he is Taina, meaning that he's denying. Mm-hmm. Think of the word Taina like Kfira. He's denying two Kesef, but he's moided mitzvahs in a Shova Pruta. You'll see how that works in Gemara. Zok Gemara. Taina shtei kesef. Amar Rav, kfiras taina shtei kesef, meaning that when we say in the Mishnah taina, we don't mean that the person is asking for shtei kesef, but rather that's the kfira of the kfira means the denial. The denial of the defendant is I do not owe you shtei kesef. I'm only moida in one prut. That's how Rav learns. If you're thinking that it doesn't sound like that's how Rav learns, let's see what Rashi says. Second line from the top. Kfiras taina shtei kesef Rashi taina dit nan basisan lava tchilas a taina koi. This is not talking about the toein, meaning the toiveya, the plaintiff. La kfira. This is talking about the nitba. This is talking about the defendant. And shehu koifer betanis chaveroi. He is being koifer. He's denying, and he's saying, I do not owe you the shtei kesef levad, except for or in addition to the idos pruta that I moid. What do I see from this? Is Rashi to be in on according to Rav to hate chilas ataina shtei kesef upruta.
So instead of 64, it would be 65.
65 exactly. Very good. See, it's good that you asked us about the
now we have clear.
Now it's crystal clear. So it's 65. It's omerah kfiras taina shtei kesef that the taina itself is 65. He's being koifer in 64 prutais and he's being moide in what? Ushmulam ishmuzlan the pashib shat. Taina atzma shtei kesef, afilikof el bepruta. The original taina, meaning the original request, demand of the plaintiff was shtei kesef. That's the 64, and the other person is being koifer, even if it's only be koifer a pruta, and even if he's by hoyd el bepruta is chayv. So he's saying that for purposes of administering the shvua, you don't have to have like Rav learned that there's a minimum kfira of two kesef. And there's a minimum hoidah of one pruta, but rather the original taina of the plaintiff was two kesef. And now the nitba, the defendant, if he's even koifer only a pruta.
He's mitzvah 63 now, not to one.
From the 64, he says 60. He is koifer in one. I'm asking to pay you 63. I'm only koifer in one.
64 has many more factors than the other numbers, and 63 is prime.
Okay, that's very, very, very good to know.
63 is not prime. 21 times 3 is 63.
7 times 9 is 63.
I was waiting for someone to refute me.
Everybody refutes.
You admit. You're so
the denial has to be a minimum of 63 rutas.
No. According to Shmuel, the denial has to be a minimum of one pruta, or the hoidah has to be a minimum of one pruta. And then anywhere in between, the minimum demand that he's asking for is the 64 prutas. That's the two ma'ah. And now the defendant, to be mechuyev, to make a shmua, at any amount, whether it's a pruta that he is moida, or that's a pruta that he is koifer, that's enough to administer the shvua. He has to make a shvua moide mitzvah. So in a case where he's moide in one, that means he's denying 63. In a case where he's denying one, then he's
so
moide in 63.
If I'm moide in 63, and the defendant and the toivea is 64, I'm chay b'shvua.
Correct. Exactly right.
That's what he's saying.
That's what the Mishnah is saying, according to Shmuel, whether the haidah is one pruta or the kfir is one pruta, makes no difference. Well, that is already enough for purposes of administering the shvua. Okay, so now we have both Rav, who says that the original taina has to be 2 plus a pruta, and we have Shmuel that says that the original is 2, and then that's the entire amount is 2, no separate pruta in addition. And now the kfira or the haidah has to be a minimum of pruta. Omer Rav, deke masnis and kavasi de Rav, ukroi kavasi de Shmuel. Even though on the surface the Lashon HaMishnah sounds much more like Shmuel says, because the Mishnah begins, that Tainish Dekes and the Kfirish is a Shavah Pruta, says Rav, no. The Mishnah is much more Meduyik, like Rav says, and the Psukim are more like Shmuel. And now we're going to go through the Mishnayis and then through the Psukim. Deke Masis and Kavasi de Rav. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Ha Tainish Dekes, Vaidah Shavah Pruta, Vilu Kfiras, Taina Pruta, like Tani. L'choira, according to Shmuel, ikka chosim in a sefer, because since Shmuel requires for moedim and mixes that either the haidah be a shavah pruta or the kfira be a shavah pruta, shouldn't it say that in the Mishnah? Shavuos hadiyonim, what did Barry say yesterday? Colon, that we have now the moedim and mixes, says our Mishnah, hatainish tekez vaidah shavah pruta. According to Rav, this works beautifully. Why does a person have to make a shavah moedim and mixes if his kfira is a minimum of shtei kesef, and or his haidah is a minimum of shavah pruta, then you have your minimum requirements for purposes of shvua. Mashen ken according to Shmuel, since Shmuel learned that the tiny shtei kesef is going on the toeim, so then the only thing that we know about the moedim mitzvahs is haidah shavah pruta. Shouldn't it say in the Mishnah, oh, by the way, the kfira also has to be a minimum of shavah pruta? I mean, that's what Shmuel says is an integral part of the halacha over here. So ikka chosim in a sefer says Rava, and that's the reason why the Mishnah is more mashma like Rav and not like Shmuel. Diktoni atainish tekes vaidah shavah pruta. According to Rav, that's exactly when you make a shvua, when there's a minimum taina, minimum kfira of 2, a minimum haidah of shavah pruta. Vil kfira is taina pruta like tani. What about that other leg of Shmuel's halacha, that if you have a kfira of a pruta, that's also enough to be mechayev. Mishnah is silent. So that's raya number one. Raya number two from another Mishnah, Utanan Nami. This Mishnah appears both here and other places, that Haidah is the hay. Mishnah in Bava Metzia, where it lists over there 5 prutas, chomish prutas say. In fact, in the Dalet, he brings part of it. If you look in the Maseres Hashas Dalid, Tanan Nami, Hey Pruta Sein, O Eino Bepruta, that's why it comes up over there in the Ezeon Neshek, O Tomer Eino, Vaido Bepruta, and then 3 other Prutas, and I believe it also says Kiddushin is Bepruta, according to Beis Hillel. Anyway, Freitach, the Gemara yet says Rava, Vila Kfira Bepruta like Tani, why doesn't it go and throw in that Kfira also has to be, just like Haido has to be the minimum of Pruta, Kfira also has the minimum of Pruta, and it doesn't say that. It's a chassimin that the minimum when it comes to moedim mitzvahs for kfira is not a pruta like Shmuel is saying, but it's shtei kesef like Rav is saying. It therefore says Rava, the Mishnayos are more meduyik like Rav. Okay, it was in Shmuel. The chassimin said in the pasuk, "He eats an ish ariel kesef akim lishmar beguna mipesa ish," etc. So now the pasuk says kesef oy kelim lishma. Darshin gemara. Ma kelim, by definition, doesn't say kli or keli. It says kelim. Ma kelim ishnayim. It means a minimum of two. Af kesef ishnayim. Also has to be minimum of two. So that's the two kesef and that's the two ma that we're talking about. So gemara ma kesef dover choshev af kol dover choshev. Just like kesef a dover choshev. So anything else also has to be dover choshev. This is really not relevant for our purposes. Rashi points out, we're going to have this on the bottom of the Gemara as well, what he's saying is, if you're talking about kelim, it doesn't have to be a dover choshev. It could even be machtin. Person says, I lent to you, or I gave you a bikkudin of two needles. Two needles typically is worth less, maybe today, with inflation it's worth more. But at least in the good old days, it was worth less than a shevet pruta. But nevertheless, you could have a din Torah and administer, if the person says, of the two kelim, one needle you gave me, and I give you back one needle, and he keeps on needling him. You owe me two. That's the point of this command. Okay.
And that would make it stick.
Anyway, I got two against your way. So, ma kenim shnayim, av kenim shnayim, av kesef shnayim, it's got to be a minimum of two ma. Ma kesef dover choshev, just like kesef geld. Av kol dover choshev, not referring to kelim. Here we're referring the marshal to tavua, like we had so many times. You owe me chitin, soirim v'kusmin. Has to be a dover choshuv, not just a less than a shavu pruta. By the kelim, it could be worth less than a shavu pruta. Here it's got to be worth more than a shavu pruta because it's got to be at least a dover choshuv. V'kom rachmana ki hu zeh. So what's the raya from the pasuk according to Shmuel? The raya from the pasuk is, since the pasuk says that the minimum that this person gave him as a pikadoin was two kesev. Right? It says kesef I kelim, just like kelim is shnayim, of kesef is shnayim. Two kesef. So that is the amount that I gave you. Give me back my two kesef. What does the other person answer? He says, Hachiyama kihuzeh. Kihuzeh, those are the magic words from which Chazal learned the din of moedim and mitzvahs. So the other person says, Hachiyama, the nitba, the tvenet is kihuzeh. Kihuzeh means not this big amount that you're saying, only a smaller amount. So you see from the pasuk that the original taina was a taina of shtei kesef, not shtei kesef plus pruta, like Rav said. So the choyda, the pasuk is momentary, like Shmuel. So what does Rav do with that deal? For Rav, umi boyle lohidua b'miktzas ha-taina. The kiyuzeh is coming to tell you not the amounts over here. He's coming to tell you that there's a din of miktzas ha-taina, meaning the minimum amount for purposes of the original tviya was more than two. It was two kesef together with a pruta. And what the kiyuzeh is telling you is that there is an inyan for purposes, for the requirement for purposes of being mashbiah, a shvua of moedim miktas, that the kiyuzeh, epis from your taina, I owe you. So I agree with you, says Rav, that the amount of the haidah has got to be at least a pruta. That's what it says in our Mishnah. The Haidor Sheva Pruta. But it doesn't say what the total amount of the Taina was, and therefore, I don't think that this is a convincing raya, says Rav. Ushmul Ksiv, Ushmul, Shmul responds to Rav, Ksiv Hu, Uksiv Zeh, says Ki Hu Zeh, that what the Ikofar b'mixes, v'oidim b'mixes, is Chayiv, that the Hu and the Zeh is telling you, we originally started off with a Taina of two Kesef, if you're Koyfer Abisala, Ahu, or if you're Koyfer Lazeh, makes no difference whether you're koi for abyssal or you're moidim abyssal, you're chai. For Rav, chad lohidoa b'miktzis ha-tayna, v'chad lohidoa b'min ha-tayna. The two words that I learned, ki, hu, ze, what is the hu, ze coming to tell you? One is telling you moidim b'miktzis, that's our case, and it also has to be moidim b'min ha-tayna. Moidim b'min ha-tayna, we already spoke about it in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about it further down at the bottom of the Amid, that it has to be apples and apples, or oranges and oranges, and not oranges and apples. So, for instance, if he is asking for chitim, he can't go and be moide b'sa'oyrim. That would not be considered a moide mitzvah. Right? Toan loy b'chitim, v'hoy loy b'sa'oyrim, that's considered to be a koifer ba'koil. He's saying, chitim, I don't owe you a nickel, a penny, not one chitim, not one kernel of wheat, zero. Koifer ba'koil is potter. I do owe you sa'oyrim, but that's something separate. It's a totally different passion. So that's the din of he who is that, to go and tell you moide mitzvah, and has to be mimenatai. Ushmul, Shmuel says to Rav, Lav Melish Amis Minay, the Chosra Lo Taina. fine, I agree with you. I need the who for the moita mixes. I need the zeh for the minataina. Fully in agreement. But put that aside. Since we started off, that's ki'itin al ish al riyehu, kesef vay kelim, and the minimum of kelim ishnaim, so kesef was ultra shnaim, so isn't that what the Torah is positing as the background case? That there has to be a minimum of two kesef, and the kihu zeh, that he's being moida in some of that two. How much is some of that? At least a shava bruta. So isn't it more sensible like I'm learning? So l'choira, Shmuel has the better hand in terms of the pasuk, because the pasuk doesn't start off that he gave him two kesef plus a pruta. Sounds like he just gave him two kesef. Zehlo malach rav, so rav answers, kesef ki osa meikara l'kfiru diasa. That kesef that the Torah is talking about, again, is talking about the amount of the kfira. What means the amount of the kfira? The amount that the nitba is denied. In other words, although you're right, it says kiyit and ishal kesef kelim lishmar, it sounds like we're talking about that the minimum tevia, the minimum request or demand is for two kesef. No, no, no. This two kesef is on the other side, the nitba, the defendant, what he's defending himself, he's denying at least the two kesef. How do you get that? Explain to you, says Rav. Tim came lichto rachmona kiyit and ishal reyehu kelim lishmar. Why does it even have to talk about kesef? Vanu amina, ma kelim shnayim, af kol shnayim. Since it says kelim, which is plural, presumably the Torah is not just talking about someone that lent somebody else to kelim, but he means he lent him anything, and now the other person says, you didn't lend it to me, and that's why we're having this whole sichsuch. Did he lend? Didn't he lend? How much? Did he pay him back, etc.? Vanu amina, I could have, on my own, conjured up in my mind, just like kelim, shnayim. Of kol shnayim, so anything which is shnayim. So therefore, if it was chitim, it's two chitim. If it's two kosmen. If you're talking about money, it's two kesef. So kesef, the kosher chmona lomli. What do we need the kesef for? And mainly in the tiny sense, I don't need it for that side of the equation, meaning for the plaintiff. Tanei inyan lekfira, like every time the Gemara says, and mainly inyan lezeh. Tanei inyan acher. I don't really need the reference to the kelim, not to the kelim, to the kesef. On the side of the Teveya, on the plaintiff side. So I'm now going to shift it to the other side, to the defendant side. And that defendant side, we're talking about the amount of the Taina, meaning the amount of the Kfira, that he's saying, no, I am Toyin Kenegdecha, my counterstatement, or my defense response. My response is not that I owe you two plus, but that two, I'm Koifer, that's my Taina against you, I do not owe a penny from that two. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, there's a Sheva Pruta that I'm asking to. Ushmul Amalach. Shmuel says, no, I had to say in the Pasuk Kesef. Because Ikos Rachmana Kelim alone, because of Kesef, have a minute, my Kelim, Shnaim, Av Kol Shnaim, Av Vodov Choshev Leibinan. It only have to have two, but you don't have to have Vodov Choshev. So we're talking about the Mashal, anything other than Kelim. If he's asking for food items, I would say two. Two kernels of wheat, two kernels of barley, even if they are less than a Sheva Pruta. I wouldn't know Vodov Choshev. That's why I need the kesef for to tell you, no, it's got to be. Tatachoshev ezach, like money. Kamashma. So therefore, says Rava, the Mishnah sound better like Rav, and the Psukim sound better like Shmuel.
The kesef that we're talking about, since we're making a parallel of kesef, shnayim, because kalim is plural, kesef is a plural noun, like fish or behema we had the other day.
Okay.
One.
Is that good or bad?
No, but number two, but if you're saying shtei kesef, so the claim is shtei kesef, why don't we say also the hadah has to be one kesef? Mm-hmm. If the claim is two...
Well, yeah, we have a whole blood ahead of us. Okay, maybe the Gemara will address that. Meantime, we're just addressing so far what we have, and that on your first point, that kesef could be like fish, or like behema rabba, it could be... That's in fact what Shmuel's point is. By the fact that it says kesef alone, that might have been only one. But since kelim, it says kelim means two,
so it's kesef also has to be plural noun.
At least in this case, it has to be two. Sorry?
But how do you know the minimum? I would say it's a sliver of silver. Or because the two we say.
The smallest silver coin.
The smallest silver coin. Smallest silver coin is a mo. Therefore, it's two. That's the smallest, yeah. Exactly. For our purposes, the smallest and that's why it's two. Rashi, somebody's. Let's look at that. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Tanat, second wide line. We're going to bring in now a bunch of rayas, mostly against Shmuel, rayas to Rav. Tanat, shtei kesef yesh li biyodcha, in lecha biyadi ela pruta, but that's our Mishnah of yesterday. Person says, shtei kesef yesh to biyadcha, you owe me shtei kesef, I only owe you a pruta. It's potter. Why is it potter?
My time. 5 to 1, it's only 64 to 1.
My time, la mishum de chosr lo taina, isn't the reason it is because since he asked for two kesef, and he's saying only pruta, as you said, shtei kesef means only 64. For purposes of jurisdiction to administer such a shvur, you have to have a minimum of 65. Shtei kesef plus a pruta. Since he only was taina, shtei kesef without the pruta, even though the person on the other side, yes, I owe you a pruta, but that's not enough, because you have to start over the taina of 65 and not 64. My taina, la mishum lechasul taina. What reason must be? Because we're missing a sufficient amount for the original taina. This is an ideal case. He lent him two kesef. You owe me two kesef. No, I only owe you a pruta. Shem yichayev. What is a potter? Chiraya to Rav. Amalach Shmuel. Misavish. Shavik tani. Daavkich tani. Mashatona lehoidolai. Mashoidolai lehoidolai. Ah. So now when we talk about shavah, shavah means the value. Daavke means that exact thing that we're talking about in the Mishnah. What means that exact thing? It says here in the Mishnah Shtei Kesef, now we conjure up in our minds the two ma'a of Kesef. No. We're talking about two bars of silver. And he says back to him, I don't owe you bars of silver, but I do owe you a small little barachel, a small bar of copper. Because prutas were made out of copper. Ah, so therefore it's not a question of money versus money, it's silver versus copper. It's not mi min hataina, says Shmuel. You thought that we said shtei kesef in our Mishnah, in this case, that we're talking about two ma'at. No. We're talking about the two bars of silver. And it's like a case of apples and oranges. He's asking for two bars of silver, and he's saying, I'm willing to go and give you a small bar of and the choshes of copper. Talk to him, okay. Good teretz. Let's continue on the Mishnah. Shtei kesef upruta yesh to biyadcha. Oh, our case. Shtei kesef upruta yesh to biyadcha. Hein lecha biyadi ala pruta is chayov. It's the chayov exactly like Rav.
Yeah.
Shtei kesef pruta. And he says only a pruta. Iyamris bishloi meshove. If you're going to go and tell me we're talking about money now, we're not talking about bars. Ah, so he's asking for the 65. He's being maskim in one. So that's why you're chayov. One out of the 65. It's a proper amount for purposes of administering the shvua. Wait a minute. Meshove. Eliam is davka. If you're telling me davka, meaning shtei kesef means two bars of silver and one small bar of copper, and he says I only owe you the small bar of copper, so my chayiv. Why is he chayiv? What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is vis-a-vis the shtei kesef, total denial. Vis-a-vis the pruta, he agrees fully. He's a koifer bakol, and here's moedet everything. So why is he chayiv? Everything more, who made your time on the Shmuel, you ask this kasha, come to Shmuel, Shmuel the Shittosa is no problem. Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Tone Chitmus Oirim, Boil and the Achamian is Chayev. He asked both Chitmus Oirim, and he was Moida in one of them. There too you can go and say, on this Oirim I was Moida, on the Chitim I was Machish. So this is a Koyf of Bakoil, and this is a Moida. Nevertheless, he holds Chayev. So here too, he's asking for two minim kesef upruta.
It's one court case, so it's one claim.
One good. So that's Shmuel Svaris, and then it works out very nicely. I'll bring you a raya that this is taka the pshat miriktoni sefer. It says in the sefer litrazov yesh biyadcha ein lecha biyadi el liter kesef. A liter, of course, is either a quantity or a volume or a weight of zov. And he says no, a liter of kesef. It says but. If you're going to learn like I am saying, say Shmuel, that's Davka. We're not talking about over here money, but we're talking about the actual litter, the weights of the quantity. Thank you. The quantities of gold and the quantities of kesef. So that's very good. Mishum Hachi Patrik, but he was not mean Minataina. He's asking for gold bars and he's giving him silver bars. Eliam is Shava, and my potter. Litter tuva hava. In every liter of Zov, you got lots of liter of kesef. So yes, isn't that a very... Oh, exactly. So why wouldn't that be a very good case to be Mechai Mishmur? So you see, this case is Taka Davka. Reishanami Davka. Then the previous cases are also Davka.
So, okay, so now flip it.
So that's the Gemara says. So far, Shmuel says, have a riot to me from the Sefer. Mm-hmm. It sounds like from the litter that all of these cases are talking about weights and quantities and value and not values. So Ibazoi, what how does Rav learn? Amlach Rav, kulam asisin shava. The litter is of shiny. Until now, all the cases that we talked about, we were talking about the shtei kesef, the shtei kesef of pruta, all that I was talking about, b'shava, the real McCoy, the real money, like I said. And that's why the Mishnah was meduic like me. Finally, get the litters off. That's the only case where we're starting off where we're talking about not values, but quantities and weight. Taida, the right is the katani sefer. We have shem to be continued tomorrow. Wow.